On July 20, 1969, more than a half billion TV viewers watched spellbound as Apollo 11 astronaut Neil Armstrong descended from the lunar module Eagle and stepped onto the surface of the moon. It was the culmination of a journey that had begun with a presidential pledge 8 years earlier and captivated the world's imagination. Now, over the course of 200 hours between the mission's liftoff in Florida and its splashdown in the Pacific, people were captivated by scenes of astronauts planting the American flag on the moon's surface, bouncing in the low gravity of the lunarscape, taking photographs and procuring moon rocks for later study back on Earth. That first trip to the moon changed all who watched it unfold or lived in its wake. For some people, seeing images of the Earth from 238,900 miles away proved to be an almost religious experience, making them see the universe from a new perspective. The mission also redefined human limits. If Americans could reach the moon, anything seemed possible. Maybe someday humans would also explore the inner planets Mercury, Venus, and Mars. For Armstrong, the story of the American moonshot wasn't simply about the desire to walk on the moon. Instead, it was about duty, honor, and the patriotic determination to fulfill a bold pledge made by President John F. Kennedy on May 25, 1961. On that afternoon, the 35th president proclaimed to a joint session of Congress, "I believe that this nation should commit itself to achieving the goal, before the decade is out, of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to Earth." Kennedy was the only politician with the boldness and vision to risk America's international reputation on such a wild-eyed feat, and to suggest it could be done in such a short time frame. Even Kennedy's national security advisor, McGeorge Bundy, thought the idea was scientifically reckless, politically risky, and a grandstanding play of the most outlandish kind. When he told this to the president, Kennedy said, "You don't run for president in your 40s unless you have a certain moxie." Without Kennedy's leadership and insistence, the moonshot probably wouldn't have happened in 1969. The grand idea was inspired by a number of forces and factors going back to World War II and its aftermath, including new developments in rocketry, the United States' tense Cold War rivalry with the Soviet Union, the invention of the computer microchip, and Soviet developments in atomic bombs, intercontinental ballistic missiles, and satellite technology. Kennedy himself also had personal motivation for aiming so high, including the inspiration of a father who pushed him to achieve great things, and the example of a brother who died in World War II while trying to destroy a Nazi rocket facility. In the 3.5 years before Kennedy's pledge, the Soviet Union had shocked the world, first in October 1957 by launching Sputnik, the world's first orbital satellite, and then in April 1961 by completing the first manned mission to space. The world was locked in a stalemate between rival superpowers, the United States and its democratic and capitalist system on the one side, versus the Soviet Union and its communist system on the other. That became known as the Cold War. With both nations engaged in threats, propaganda, and other hostilities that stopped just short of open warfare, space inevitably became a new battlefield of competition, a place where they could prove their way was better. Both the Soviet Union and the United States believed that technological leadership was the key to demonstrating ideological superiority, Armstrong wrote decades later. Each invested enormous resources in ever more spectacular space achievements. But Kennedy's Apollo moonshot plan was more than just a reaction to Soviet successes in space. It was a reassertion of America's bold spirit, and a change from what he saw as the weakness of the administration of the previous two-term president, Dwight Eisenhower. Within months of winning the presidency in November 1960, Kennedy had decided that America should stop dilly-dallying in space. According to Kennedy's policy advisor and speechwriter, Theodore Sorensen, "The lack of effort, the lack of initiative, the lack of imagination, vitality, and vision he saw in the previous administration annoyed Kennedy to no end."